It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'll be praying for you in the end of the program. Please call somebody and tell them that Pastor Peter is going to pray for you. And I believe that our God is a prayer answering God. We were studying about the King David, and we learned all kinds of problems David had, but God delivered him. And he became a witness. He said, God healed me. And so he said, God can heal any righteous man. And he says, we should tell the whole earth, whole world, that our God is good God. And he says, not only God heals you, he gives you a new life. Psalm 103, if you read from 1 verse to 5, he says he gives you new life like an eagle. And people are going to see that you are a completely healthy man. God gives us the grace to give testimony. There was a one man came and he was standing on the stage for prayer, and he says his body was shaking, and he said, Jesus healed me, and people laughing. He said, people, don't laugh, Jesus healed me. And his people keep on laughing. And the third time he said, Jesus healed me, look, and all of a sudden, all the shaking was gone and he was completely healed. That's the way it works. You have to trust in God. Our God is a miracle working God. David says, you know, he says, I have a testimony in front of me. When my people, when Israeli people came from Egypt, and he wrote it in Psalm 105 verse 37, he says, they came with the silver and gold, and not a one person feeble among their tribes. What he's trying to say, my God is a healer. Not only he heals you, he gives you silver and gold. That means he gives you wealth. When you say salvation, salvation is the package. Salvation for your soul, for your body. Healing for your body and prosperity, because Jesus Christ, he became poor for you. With his poverty, you can be rich. Spiritually rich, financially rich, everywhere. God doesn't want us to be poor. He wants us to be strong physically, spiritually, financially, and everywhere. If Christian people living like a beggar, then what is the testimony for us, for others? We just read Psalm verse 1, verse 3. He says, the righteous man, the godly man, he is just like a tree planted by the riverside. And he says, what happened? His leaves never withers, and he gives fruits in his season. Jesus Christ said, if you abide in me and my words abides in you, then you will bring much more fruit. So the fruits people look from far. Jesus said, how can you say a tree is good? He says, if the fruit is good, then the tree is good. If the fruit is bad, the tree is bad. The Christian people are supposed to produce the fruit of righteousness. And people should see Jesus in us. So we have to be healthy and wealthy people on planet Earth. So we can help others. We are the hands of God and feet of God and mouth of God. We have to proclaim what God is doing. Here the psalmist says, Psalm 107 verse 20, he says, the God will send the word, and he will deliver and heal people from all their destruction. How does he come to know? How did he come to know? He said, I have experience. The God who healed me, God who healed my people coming out of Egypt, the same God can heal you. He says, God will send the word and deliver you and heal you and set you free from all from your bondages and sicknesses and diseases. He was saying the word of God, but we know who that word is. The word of God is Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus Christ into this world. And whoever believes in Jesus Christ, they will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. So Jesus Christ is the healer. You have to tell people, Jesus Christ was in the bodily form when he came 2,000 years ago. But now he's in a spirit form. He even sent his the Holy Spirit. So in this world, God's power and the Holy Spirit and the Son of God and his spirit is working. I tell people, I'm going to pray. You might be thousands of miles away. I say, let the God send his word. Send Jesus Christ, send the Holy Spirit and touch you and heal you and deliver you and set you free. And people are getting healed just praying in America, people getting healed in different countries. Just watching this program, the Word of God has power. He says he will send his word and deliver you and set you free. When I go to pray for somebody, I don't go there to pray with the doubt and fear. One day I was going to pray for somebody and doctor said to that man, 50-50 chances, you might not live, you might die. While he was going, I said, listen, I'm going to pray for you. He said, Pastor Peter, don't worry about me. The man who is going to do surgery on me, he's the one did surgery on Cardinal. So he's a great man. I said, Bible said, do not trust any man. Do not trust any king. Trust in God. So he went to the hospital. And when they were doing surgery, he said, we are losing him, we are losing him. And his brother came to me, he said, doctor said, there is only 50-50 chance, could you come and pray for him? So I went there and I gave him the Bible scripture, Psalm 118, verse 17. He said, I should not die, I will live and declare the works of the Lord. And I told him to repeat 3 times, and he did. And I prayed for him. And other people were crying because his body was swollen and he looks like he's dying. While I was going to pray for him and one man was sitting with me, he said, Pastor Peter, I see the dark cloud. I said, sir, I don't see any cloud. He said, you don't understand. We are going to pray for that man, but that man is dying. I said, don't tell me this unbelief. I prayed for that man. God healed him. This was so many years ago. That man is now almost 86 years old. He's alive. The point I'm making, our God's word is powerful. I said, repeat this word. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. Now, everybody, if you say they're not going to live, you have to make sure that person comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I asked that person, what are you going to do if Jesus Christ gives you a life or he heals you? Are you going to serve him? Are you going to go to church? Are you going to read the Bible? Are you going to tell somebody what God has done? If those people say no, then you cannot pray for them. Because the Word of God says when you pray for somebody, when they get healed, the glory should go to God. You remember that lady came, issue of blood. She went spent a lot of money on the doctors and everything, and she became worse. But she touched the garment of Jesus and silently she was going. Jesus said, hey, somebody touched me. Why Jesus said that? Jesus wanted a testimony that the lady should confess and say, Jesus healed me, so other people can believe. When God heals you, you cannot keep silent. You have to tell somebody, like David. He said, I'm not going to make silent. I'm going to tell somebody what God has done. He says in Psalm 121, he says, I look to the hill and my help comes from above. He didn't know what hill he was looking. He might be looking in his spirit, the Jesus Christ crucified on the cross, just like Isaiah saw in Isaiah 53. Jesus Christ took our sorrow, sickness, disease on the cross, and with his stripes we are healed. So David says, I look to the hill. My help comes from above. We have much more assurance. Jesus Christ came. He died on that hill. He took your sorrow, sickness, disease on the cross. And with his stripes, we are healed. We have to trust in God. We have to believe that God is a healer. We have examples of Old Testament people. David was looking of the hill just by faith. But now we know sure that Jesus took our sorrow, took our pain on the cross. St. Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he says, Jesus Christ took our sickness, sorrow, disease on the cross, and with his stripes we were healed. Isaiah said, we are healed. Peter says, we were healed 2,000 years ago. And so we have an example in front of our eyes. We are not just guessing it, just like David was saying. We have to trust in God, that our God is alive. But today, sorry to say, Christian people, preachers, believers, when they get problem, when they get sickness and disease, they run to doctor, run to surgeon. I'm not saying don't go, but I say myself like this. Like David says, if you read Psalm 146, verse 3 to 5, he says, I'm not going to trust in any man. I'm not going to trust in king or princes, because when they die, their thoughts, their ideas, everything vanishes away. But our God is eternal, everlasting. Why can we go to him? How long we are going to live in this world? We can live 120. After that, what? One day we are going to die. So why can we go first to Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. Take my life. If this is what you want me to work this many years or this many days, and my life is finished, I'm ready to go. And I have seen many, many, many people's testimony. When the doctor told them you have a cancer, or you have this disease or that disease, and we cannot do it, they said, okay, don't do anything. We will die in the hand of God. And those people survived. One man had the brain cancer, and he did not go for a surgery. He just said, I'm going to tell everybody about Jesus Christ. And he got healed. There are so many people, I can tell you. They just start taking the verses of the Bible and start repeating the healing scriptures and applying it, and every day, and they are today, they are alive. I'm telling about my own experience. Since 1956, I did not take a one drop of medicine. I did not go for one doctor's visit for my health. I am living in America. We have all kinds of facility, all kinds of insurance. And I'm not going. Why? Because I made up my mind. If I die, it's a gain for me. If I live, I live for Christ. I'm not going to extend my life and go to the doctor and take the medicine and glory goes to doctor. God said, I'm not going to share my glory with anybody. There are doctors. They are Hindus, they are Muslims, they are Buddhists, and they are agnostic. They don't believe in God and they are doing all kinds of surgery. Do you trust them? No, I don't. But there are some Christian doctors. They trust in God and they say, I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a doctor. Medicine doesn't heal. And they pray. Many cancer hospitals, they ask people to come. Pastors, come and pray for the people. I went to the one place, and one man, and he was saying, I'm dying with this cancer. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I prayed for him. It's a long story. I prayed for him, and I told him to give his heart to the Lord. And he started crying, you know, God send me this sickness and disease. I wanted to be a priest, and I did not become a priest. Now God send me this cancer. I said, sir, God loves you. The devil is telling you that God did it, but God does not bring sickness and disease. John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. I prayed for him and I left. Next morning, his son called. He says, my father is crying. I said, what happened? I prayed yesterday. He said, but doctor gave him a bad report. Now his cancer spread. So I said, sir, I already prayed. God already healed. Tell me, when was the report done? Then he tells me the report was done before I prayed. Then I said, that report, don't listen to that report. Isaiah 53 verse 1, he says, who has heard our report? Who has believed our report? Our report is Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He took your sickness, disease on the cross. With his stripes you are healed. That's the report. I said, go for checkup. Take your father for checkup. That report is old report. He went for checkup. No trace of cancer. He comes and knocking at the door. And the snow was up to my knee. I opened the door. I said, sir, what can I do for you? He said, you prayed for me. There is no trace of cancer. Jesus healed me. I just came to testify. What I'm trying to say, our God is a miracle working God. We have to tell the people, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household will be saved. You will be healed and you will be delivered and you will be living testimony. We have to be testimony like a David is testifying, I'm not trusting any king or princess. I trust in God. Our God is the healer. Our God is the deliverer. If you read Psalm 40 and verse 5, he says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works. He says, there are so many. I can number them or put it in the order. They are more than a number. I cannot count them. He says, you did so many wonder miracles in my life. Did God do something for you? Some people say, oh, God doesn't do anything for me and he's allowing me to suffer. Every moment, every second you see how God is loving you. So many people dying left and right. If you read 91 Psalm, it says left hand and right hand, thousands of people will be falling. But if you come closer to God, and stay in his wings, stay in his shadow. Nothing will harm you. Nothing will destroy you. Nothing will bother you. You will be protected. And the verse 15 and 16, he said, I will show him my salvation and I will give him a long life. The long life is promised for the children of God. We are the witnesses. Just like a David, he says, I am a living witness. I am believing how God is helping me. And I am writing, even though I write about him and write in my notes, what are the miracles he did? He said, but it will be difficult for me to count them, put them in order and remember them. He said, they are more than number. That's the way I'm saying. God did so many signs and wonders and miracles every day. He's doing everyday miracle. Before I get up from my bed and put my foot down, I say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me another day. And I'm so thankful. One more day you have given to me and I want to use it for the glory of God. I want to tell somebody about Jesus Christ, what God has done for me. Our life is a witness. We are here to tell others what God has done. If you're not telling somebody, then what's going to happen? The word of God says, somebody came to Jesus and Jesus healed him. And he says, go and sin no more. Otherwise, more problem will come to you. And there are people, sometimes they get healed and then they get worse. And they say, oh, when you pray, I get worse. It doesn't work that way. When you are not living in the Lord, you are not testifying, you are not glorifying what God has done, then why should God do another healing for you? It's not going to come automatically. He did it before, he can do it again. Yesterday, one brother there in the church and testified what happened to him. That brother's one leg was twisted like this. And he could not stretch that leg. I prayed for him and God healed him. And he forgot those things what God did. Now his legs were swollen like an elephant leg. And he could not come to church. For several weeks he didn't come. So I called, I said, sir, what happened? I didn't see you in the church. Then he came and he said, my leg is swollen like an elephant feet. Or elephant's leg. I was going to pray for him, but I was busy with other people and he walked away. I called him home. I said, sir, I was going to pray for you. Now I'm going to pray for you. God is going to touch you and heal you. And I prayed and I said, listen, you trust in God. God has given you these feet to preach the gospel. The word of God says, whoever preaches the gospel, his feet will be beautiful. And book of Habakkuk, he says, my feet will be hind's feet, deer's feet, and I'll be jumping on the mountains. So I gave him a couple of verses and I said, touch your foot, let me pray. And I prayed. And he said, as soon as I prayed, his swelling went away, he felt good, and he said he went and put his normal shoes. He said, I had the big sneakers open and everything. I could not put my foot in the sneaker, and it was hurting. And yesterday, last Sunday, he was praising God and saying, people, I'm not lying. This is the truth, what God has done for me. So what I'm trying to say, God can heal you, and then you forget, but then other problem comes, and you call upon God or call upon the man of God, and when God heals you, go to church, testify. Let other people come to know what God has done. One day I was preaching, and I said, I prayed for one lady's son was disappeared for 12 years, and I prayed, and that son came home. The other lady was sitting there. She said, my grandchildren disappeared. I don't know where they are. I would not even remember them. Please pray. I said, God did it for them. God can do it for you. And I gave the Bible scripture. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. God knows where your children are or your grandchildren are. I prayed. She went from the church and stood for the bus stop. Here comes the boy and a girl. He said, grandma, grandma. He said, who are you? Then he said, my father's name is this, my mother's name is this, my grandmother's name is this, and you're my grandmother. So what I'm trying to say, the lady came and testified. Then the other lady was sitting there. He said, God did for these two people. My daughter disappeared in the New York City. Could you please pray? I prayed. And she got a phone call as soon as she went home. And she said, somebody said, I saw your daughter. She calls me, said, Pastor Peter, somebody told me my daughter is in New York, but I don't know where she is. I said, sister, be thankful. She's alive. And one day you will see her. And I prayed. That lady came from New York to Philadelphia, and she saw her. And now they are good friends. She goes to visit her daughter most of the time. What I'm trying to say, when you pray and you testify, and somebody will listen to your testimony, and they want that blessing. So I'm going to pray for you. Promise God that when God heals you, you tell somebody. Don't keep it secret. And if you pray to get healed for His glory. One lady came and she said, pray for me, I cannot dance properly. And so many Christian people believing in dance. I don't believe that Christian people should be going on the pulpit and dancing and showing their nakedness. This is not godly. Somebody said, oh, David danced and Miriam danced. They did not dance in the church. They danced outside in the shore or outside. If somebody touches the Ark of the Covenant, they will be dead. If the high priest does some mischiefs in the holy place, most holy place, they will be dead. Nobody can go there. They have to pull them out. Here, everybody dancing on the pulpit and disco dancing or the ballet dancing is not for the Lord. So I didn't pray for that lady because she wants to dance. Another girl's her foot was twisted like this. I prayed for her and her foot came normal. What I'm trying to say, God wants to heal you for His glory, not to do your own thing and commit sin and show somebody how beautiful I dance. God is not looking at your dance. God is looking at your heart. Give your heart to God. The word of God says we have to be humble. We have to be broken spirit. We have to be crying and weeping just like a David. Then He will hear our prayer. I'm going to pray for you. Pray, say, Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. I believe that you are the healer. You are the deliverer. and you are going to forgive all my sins, and I will be never be the same. I'm going to testify, I'm going to glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed this prayer, God heard your prayer. God wants you, not your talent. Once you give your heart to the Lord, then God will use you. We don't want to impress people, what good people we are. Start telling goodness of God. God told them, go and witness. Go and tell somebody, I'm coming soon. Occupy until I come. So get busy. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone right now listening to my voice, having sickness and disease, the leg is hurting and cannot walk, twisted leg, elephant leg, pain in their body, pain in their back, pain in their head, pain in their chest, pain in their heart or lungs, all kinds of disease you can heal. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Just trust in God. Believe in God. He has already done the job. Start doing the things which you were not able to do before. And I believe God has started a good work, and He's going to complete it. You remember what I said earlier, one man shaking, and say, God healed me. Finally, he was healed. So testify and glorify. Time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen. Please tune into next time, same program. Tell others what God is doing in your life. And I believe that God will bless you. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.